And like most of the adjuvant studies, this is the ECOG study you're talking about, 5202. In the treated patients then, they're randomized to get either chemotherapy, the standard FOLFOX, or FOLFOX plus bevacizumab or Avastin.
That's right.
What do you think about those types of trials? There's also the COA trial. There are a bunch of trials like that. I guess one of the things that's interesting from my point of view is it offers patients the opportunity to receive a therapy that generally they're not going to be offered off study.
It's interesting. We've behaved ourselves better in the last 5 years than we did before as colorectal oncologists, because when CPT-11 first came out, I think, and I'm guilty of this, it was a slippery slope to include that in high-risk adjuvant patients because I was sure it was right. We were wrong. And just like we were wrong that bone marrow transplant for breast cancer was the right thing, we were wrong here. And I think that's taught us something. I also think that the expense of these medicines and the quirky side effects has made us behave a little better, I guess, of not taking the leap of faith and incorporating these medicines into the curative adjuvant setting too soon. What I'm hoping this does is actually speed the accrual. Now, that being said, I have already seen plenty of examples of docs incorporating biologics into adjuvant therapy outside of clinical trials. And even though I was on the slippery slope before, I'm behaving myself this time and really would not recommend doing that.